Chapter 3, Cheese. Cheese should never be introduced into the stomach. Children are allowed to eat flesh meats, spices, butter, cheese, pork, rich pastry and condiments generally. They are also allowed to eat irregularly and between meals of unhealthful food. These things do their work of deranging the stomach, exciting the nerves to unnatural action, and enfeebling the intellect. Parents do not realize that they are sowing the seed which will bring forth disease and death. Butter is less harmful when eaten on cold bread than when used in cooking, but, as a rule, it is better to dispense with it altogether. Cheese is still more objectionable; it is wholly unfit for food. 8-page tract. I have a large family which often numbers 16. In it there are men who work at the plow and who fell trees. These men have vigorous exercise, but not a particle of flesh of animals is placed upon our table. Meat has not been used by us since the Brighton camp meeting. 1894, it was not my purpose to have it on my table at any time, but urgent pleas were made that such an one was unable to eat this or that, and his stomach could take care of meat better than it could of anything else. Then I was enticed to place it on my table. The use of cheese also began to creep in, because some liked cheese. But I soon controlled that. Many a mother sets a table that is a snare to her family. Flesh meats, butter, cheese, rich pastry, spiced foods, and condiments are freely partaken of by both old and young. These things do their work in deranging the stomach, exciting the nerves, and enfeebling the intellect. The blood-making organs cannot convert such things into good blood. The grease cooked in the food renders it difficult of digestion. The effect of cheese is deleterious. Our fare is simple and wholesome. We have on our table no butter, no meat, no cheese, no greasy mixtures of food.